then he took him up in his arms and blessed God. This is Simeon, and said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace. Wow, there's so much right there. He called himself God's servant, and he considered his life on earth ending with what he called departing, and he said, I would be peaceful, and if I had the time, and I usually take a little time on this, I do a word study with the people from this verse. The word depart in your Bible, the word depart is used all the way through the New Testament in three different ways. It talks about, in John 8, that the Lord sets us free from the slavery of sin. So the first thing Simeon was saying is, I've departed slavery to sin. I'm not going to be condemned for my sins. I'm never going to pay for them. He understood the salvation of the Lord. Paul loved this one, and Peter too. They called life living in a tent, see? And this word is used for someone taking down the tent of their temporary dwelling. And what Simeon said is, I only lived on earth a temporary time. The permanent thing is what I'm looking forward to. I'm only in the temporary tent. Now, I've told you so many times the story of my friend, remember the investment banker that went on a camping trip with Bonnie and with me and all their kids and all of our kids, and he'd never camped before, and he bought this palatial tent, and he brought a mallet. And I when he got that out of his car, I knew we had problems, a big wooden, long-handled mallet. I said, what, Rick, what are you doing? He said, I don't want the wind to blow my tent away. I said, Rick, I would not use the mallet. I said, you can just watch. And I showed him. You just push it in with your foot, the tent stick. You just go like that and leave them out so you can pull them. Nope. He said, I read the package. You couldn't see them. They were buried under the sod. I mean, he just buried those things. At 3:30 in the rain going to the ferry from Prince Edward Island, I went out, pulled mine, wrapped it up, put it in the car. All the kids were warm, motor running, and we were watching with the windshield wipers, Rick. He was straining half hour on the first one. He was trying everything. He almost got a shovel to dig the thing out. Finally, everyone got out of the car. We all got wet. We all tugged on his tent, and it collapsed, and we just dragged the whole wet mess and threw it in his car. There are two ways people go through life. People that think this is all there is, they're putting the mallet and living like this is all there is, and they bury their stakes into this earth. When it comes close to the departure, they're the ones, they aren't ready to go because they're tied here. The Lord says, no, if you're filled with the Spirit, you know departure is pulling that tent, get those stakes out, it's temporary, and you, and this is such a picture. This word is used for setting sail. And in the ancient world, you had a boat just lightly tied, moored, and you just unwrapped it and sailed off. And that's what Simeon said life was like for him. He said, I'm getting ready to go. It's like going on a cruise. And the reason he did that is in the next verse, in verse 30, in Luke 2, he said, for my eyes have seen your salvation, and you have prepared before me, in the face of all the people, verse 32, a light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Simeon said, you're the light. You're the light that's lit my path. You're the light of my life. You are the one, the light that I follow. He made Jesus his light. And few metaphors capture Jesus' ministry as well. Light makes stillness come alive. Light settles fear. Light reveals mystery. Light enables relationships. Jesus is God in the flesh, and he is the light that broke into our dark worlds and let us know God. And what happens? Look at verse 34. Like Simeon, a spirit-filled life makes us praise God. Look what he says in verse 34. Then Simeon's already been praising God. Now he blessed them. And spirit-filled living makes us have a life that's a blessing to others. So that's my lesson. Simeon illustrates the invisible, spirit-filled life that God offers. But then we come back to this. How long has it been?